You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We have the Green Party's Eugenie Sage with us to discuss the revitalisation of the Hauraki Gulf. Hi Eugenie, how are you today?
Kia ora, Lorik. Good, thank you.
That's good. So what's been happening with the Hauraki Gulf in the last few years?
Well, there was a big spatial plan, Taitimu Taipari, for the Hauraki Gulf released in 2017. And then in the last term, myself as Conservation Minister and Fisheries Minister Stuart Nash set up a ministerial advisory committee to develop some recommendations on how that spatial plan, which had been a big collaborative exercise over about 4 years, should be implemented. And now today, Ministers Parker, the Oceans and Fisheries Minister, and Minister Aisha Verrill, the Conservation Minister, have released the Government Action on the Sea Change Plan, which is a government strategy. The Green Party has welcomes the strategy. It is making some steps towards improving the health of the Hauraki Gulf. And as you know, it's such an important taonga, not just for Aucklanders, but all New Zealanders.
So the Green Party somewhat supports the plan, but you guys think it's falling behind in a few places. What areas does Labor need to be focusing on?
I think the plan does not go far enough. The Hauraki Gulf Forum, which is a statutory agency responsible for the Hauraki Gulf Marine Park, and it's got representatives on it from the regional councils like Auckland and Thames Coromandel, and government agencies as well, it's got a goal of protecting 30% of the Hauraki Gulf, and that's consistent what international scientists and others are recommending, that we need to protect 30% of our seas in order for marine life, seabirds, fish to thrive and oceans to be healthy. Now, what the government strategy is recommending is only 17%. And they're also proposing that legislation to do this is not introduced till 2026. So that's years of delay. And yet, in the meantime, they are proposing to remove the impediments, they call them, to aquaculture by 2024. So we can see expansion of aquaculture, but marine protection has been put on the slow track. Another big concern is that the sea change, that report back in 2016-17 recommended that there be an end to bottom impact methods like bottom trawling and dredging, because the Gulf has lost huge areas of its seabed shell communities, like mussels, which are really important in filtering the water. And so things like dredging and bottom trawling really destroy those seabed communities. That's why the Sea Change Report recommended that that halt. But this response of the government is providing that there are corridors where dredging and trawling can continue.
This sea report that you mentioned came out 2016-2017, and it's now 2021. Is this kind of too late of a plan from Labor?
It's not too late, but there's not enough urgency in terms of implementing it. There's going to be a monitoring and reporting advisory group set up. There's going to be a cross-agency implementation group set up. We've already got the Hauraki Gulf Forum, which is a statutory agency. Its powers need to be strengthened. It needs a stronger co-governance model with mana whenua. But we need to get on, and I'm just worried that these new groups that are being set up and the time it has taken for this report to come out means that we're not giving the Hauraki Gulf the urgency that it so really deserves.
And for the seabed trawling, how does that danger our oceans?
Bottom trawling generally, because it crushes the shellfish communities on the seabed, and because it involves nets which are heavily weighted with steel lines and rollers, you can imagine it just rolls over everything in its path. Dredges for things like scallops have tines, or like a garden fork, sort of sharp points on them, and that just destroys all of the habitat values of the seabed. And it's those big mussel shellfish beds that used to exist in the Hauraki Gulf that then other marine life sort of formed around. You get fishes down there for food that was there, and you had this enormous water filter. So the loss of those through bottom impact methods and through dredging and trawling has significantly degraded the health of the Gulf. And that's why the Sea Change report back in 2017 recommended that those sort of high-impact methods stop. And there's been a big petition from the Deep Sea Ocean Coalition for areas that are further out that across our seas we need to put an end to bottom trawling.
And why do you suppose the Labor government doesn't just ban it instead of restricting it?
When you read the report, there's obviously been quite extensive consideration of the impacts on commercial fisheries for, I think it's one of the reasons why the government agencies, Department of Conservation and Fisheries New Zealand, don't go, well, why they're so timid and not more ambitious, because they're concerned about the impacts of restricting the fishing industry.
We have a question from a texter that's asking how you see the Kennedy Point Marina fitting in any way, shape or form with the government's Hauraki plan.
So the there's a proposal to trial Ahu Moana, which are collaborative processes with mana whenua in the community to manage coastal areas and fisheries. There's no proposal to trial that on Waiheke, despite the support for Rahui around Waiheke. And Kennedy, the Putaki Point, there, as I understand it, there is no wildlife permit that has been got by the marina company, even though it is disturbing the habitat of a threatened species, the little blue penguin, korora. And so there are penguins in that breakwater. The photos I've seen show buoys and construction activities blocking their access to the sea. The company needs permission under the Wildlife Act. If it doesn't have that permission, then it's potentially acting illegally.
All right. Thank you for your time this afternoon, Eugenie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.